Here's one other poem about flying, and the title is a technical term. It's called Climbing Out. Technically, you are at one end of the runway, and you have rushed the throttle forward, so you are running down the runway, and then you tilt the nose of the plane up, and from that moment on, until you get to the altitude you want, you are doing something called climbing out. Blue fluid in my limbs, momentum buoys me up at takeoff speed, as I lose ground for that puzzle older than hearsay, whose thraldom is a witless bird navigating a meadow. Then heavily afloat, I run the river rapids we know only by effect, smoke chugging downwind, apple boughs swinging their fruit like censers, the heat mirage gusty over Lake Cayuga, when as now its flat steel burning in the sun. Below me, planes sit nose up on the airfield like energy resting, only cloud puffs high above. At 3,000 feet, hard a tilt, I stall, and a warning buzzer screams like a marmoset loose in the cabin. The hull trembles, shudders twice, like a woman gently coming, then nestles straight down toward quilted green and bedrock, till I get wind of the right attitude for lying long on the air, and land like someone tripping over toys in the darkness, stagger, lurch, recovered fall. But late at night, still awake in the birdless, starless black of my bedroom, I am the moon rinsed with glitter, floating full over a pokey and obedient land. I am motion unmasked by a wafer of steel. I am lift made visible. I am a dancer with starched coattails for wings. I am the mouth of a river whose source is the sky. I am trembling and hot from this power on stall. I am flight luscious. I am kneeling on air.